Welcome to Christ Today, and oh, what a beautiful day it is. We have abundant blessings, and let us remember our blessings every day. Oh, sure, life is not perfect, but there is so much that is good, and we give thanks to God for our life. A few weeks ago, I watched a video with Australian evangelist Nicholas Vujicic. And he was born without arms or legs. And yet he goes around the world and he preaches a wonderful gospel message. When I see what a man with no arms and no legs can do, it inspires me to want to do more. And we might think of, what do we want to do? Oh, don't we wonder? It just is all different for each one of us. I know we believe the Bible, and we read one thing and another, and that helps us to determine what to do. I know a lot of times people quote that Jeremiah 29:11, rightfully so, and they also quote Psalm 91:7. Let's see. Jeremiah 29:11 is God saying he has plans to prosper us. And the Psalm 91, 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. Now, these are Bible passages that we believe, and we believe the whole Bible, right? So what about the other passages that kind of say something different? I think of Ezekiel 14:12. Son of man, when a land sins against God by persistent unfaithfulness, that God will stretch out his hand against it and cut off man and the bread from it. So, you know, we love scriptures that help us to get blessings, but we have to realize that there's a whole Bible full of scriptures, and some of them tell us warnings, and it's just, well, I think of just praying about what God would have you to know and for you to do, and then do it. Now, everyone has a different level of understanding of what that is, and I just think about prayer to guide us, and that's what we want. We want to be directed and guided by God. So a part of that is prayer, and a part of that is reading God's Word. And I see there's a part of it that is about preparation, too. That is a warning in the Bible many places about having wisdom to prepare and to avoid trouble. To me, a part of that is having water filter, food. And lately, if you've noticed, the food has been kind of disappearing off the shelves. So I think that people are having an understanding, whether it's from a biblical orientation or a worldly orientation. Today, people see things around the world, like Russia is starting to collapse, and Putin is being humiliated, and so he's getting desperate. And we know what desperate people do, right? Well, we don't know, and that's the thing. They do desperate things. So we ought to take awareness of what's going on around us. And I think of the Christians who have said, brace yourself. And I think that's a sensible thing to do, that we can prepare for what just might be around the corner. We see Russia and Ukraine as being a big consideration of what we ought to prepare for. Oh, yes, and it was a big consideration also in Biden's State of the Union address, where he did talk about Ukraine a lot. And I thought it was pretty interesting how he talked about the borders of Ukraine being violated, but he didn't say very much about the U.S. borders being violated. What he did say was that there was a path to citizenship for people who illegally crossed our borders. Well, you can look at that and kind of make things one way or another, depending on what your worldly orientation is. But that is what I saw. All this makes me want to remember what there have been a few Christians who have said, which is to say, brace yourself, because we're certainly seeing uncertainty in the world. I expect that this uncertainty will bring both violence and chaos. It's just a pattern. It's just a pattern. So that's what I see. You can look at it and determine that for yourself. And that's another reason for having food and supplies and having comfort in what you have. You can take comfort in what it provides you and what it provides the people of your community, the people who you love, your family, your Christian family. Now, people have gone through collapses all through the thousands of years, and we see it happening for different reasons. Sometimes it's political, sometimes it's military, and sometimes it's just plain the economy and bad decisions, or decisions somebody thought were pretty smart, but they end up failing. Well, that all leads me to say, again, basic supplies are good, like grains and legumes and sugar and salt and cooking oil. I mean, those are the basics. Do we have any of that in our kitchen or supply room? Well, how much do you have? Everyone has to evaluate this for themselves. And there's always plenty of extra things we can have. I mean, we like coffee, too. I think a lot of us do. A lot of us like cocoa. A lot of us like to have some first aid on hand or even over-the-counter medicine. See, there's plenty of things. Personal hygiene items are important, too. And again, those are things that countries that are having difficulties or collapse, all those things are very in demand. So you can use them for yourself or you can use them for trading. So just... Well, let's see, some other items that seem to happen to be in demand when a country is in trouble is fuel. I mean, gasoline and even oil for your car and tires and things to move things around, whether it's you on a bicycle or things in a wagon. And, of course, there's a lot of the time that is night, so you want to have flashlights and batteries. There's just a lot of good things to have on your preparedness list, and you have to weigh it out by how much space you have and where you would put things or how much money you have that you can spare. But it's not expensive to get a few things. I mean, I look at white rice, sure, and various grains and just something everybody can do a little bit of. And when you think about a gallon of water being a dollar a gallon, more or less, there's lots of things we can do. And while we look at what is going on around us, we also remember, do not fear. The Bible says that over and over again. Do not fear. And yet there is an element that we have of concern. It's not fear. It's just thinking about what could happen. And so we apply that to whatever our life is about. I know there's people in that Ukraine who have fled into neighboring countries. Were they in fear, or were they just doing something reasonable? Well, I'm not sure, but I know in Ukraine there were a lot of people who stayed to fight for their freedom. And whether they fled or whether they stayed to defend their country, there were some basic needs that everyone had, and those were water and food and other supplies. So that's a lesson for us to consider what we might want to have on hand with our supplies, with our storage, whatever. It's something we all have to think about, and I say put it on a list so that you get what you want and that you don't get doubles. So that's for each one of us. Well, there's lots of other things that those people in distress wanted. They wanted dental care, you know, toothbrushes and dental floss. They wanted soap, whether it was dish soap or laundry soap. Very, very important. And cleaning, things for cleaning, like bleach. And there's matches and can openers. And in that kind of an economy, there would only be wood to burn to cook on. And so you'd want a saw, a hatchet, and an axe. And if you were doing some building or putting some securing your doors or something, you would want plywood and screws and nails. And you might want duct tape or wire and rope or water buckets, you know, the 5-gallon water buckets. There's just all sorts of things that you can think of for your supplies. And I really don't think there's an answer. There's just things that we want and things that we can get. And that's what we do. We do what we can. If we're thinking we're going to be walking around or going to our neighbors or our relatives, we might want a backpack to put our stuff in, whether it's something we're bringing or just plain a change of clothes, not to mention the water and food we would eat on the way if we had to walk. So there's a lot of things. Oh, I know there's a lot of people who say, oh, you need a weapon. Okay, well, get a stick or get some bear spray or get some bug spray or something. There's always something you can do. And sure, you have your ideas, but there's alternative ideas to most everything. And if some kind of a big thing like that were to happen, you just might want some seeds and some garden tools. If you have a pet, you will want pet food. There's just all sorts of things. Have your papers in order so that you can prove that you live where you live. You might want a photo of your family in case somebody goes missing and you need to look for them. A picture of them is very helpful. And you have to assume that electricity will not be available, so you will not be able to use your cell phone and the pictures on it. I mean, that's just a standard operating procedure to cut the electricity and cut the phone system. So you cannot expect your phone to work or to be recharged. That's something you want to remember, to have a list of the addresses and phone numbers of the people that you might want to contact. That's what happens with an attack and a cyber attack. It's going on right now in Ukraine. So, could that happen here? Of course it could. In fact, that's one of the consequences that we are expecting, is a cyber attack on our all sorts of systems, water systems, banking systems, communication systems, all of it. Maybe even the gas supply. Well, there's some things that we can do, and we can have some supplies on hand and have your car full of gas. And have a sleeping bag, and I just said water filter, but I'll say it again because that's pretty important. You might want a propane stove to cook on. A lot of people like those rocket stoves, too. You can make your own. You don't have to buy one, but it still requires an understanding for you to know how it works and then to do it. There's all different things to do, and we can see what the Bible says about what's coming, so that we can grasp what we are preparing for. And I think of Matthew chapter 24, for one. And then, of course, a lot of people consider what's going now on right now is the Ezekiel 38 Gog, Magog and Russia thing. So, is it true? And so we don't really know. we don't know really, but we can get a grasp of it and through prayer take actions that will keep us comfortable and safe. I do look at Ukraine and the people who stayed to fight for their freedom. And again, I'll tell you, the people who ran and the people who stayed still have many of the same needs, water, food, and warmth. But you think about the people who stayed, and they do have a little more need than the ones who left the country. You think of the number of people that have a battle rifle, a rifle to defend their land, their country. I don't blame anybody who ran, but I can applaud the people who stayed to fight. I think of, well, in the news, there's plenty of people. It shows you who stays and who is going to fight for their freedom. And as we go through life, we do have a lot of things right in front of us that want to control us and tell us what to do. You know that. We have people in our life that do. We have governments that do, and bosses that do. Where we work has ideas about what we ought to do, our neighbors, our church even. So we have to kind of discern what's going on, and I think a lot of that is through prayer. And if you need more help, do the prayer and fasting. We do have people, like I said, who want to tell us what to do. Yes, the government. Yes, the governor. Yes, the president. And there's lots of other people who want to tell us exactly what we should be doing. And we have people who want to force us into a system. And yeah, you could call it the banking system too, or the international banking. All those people want us to do what they want us to do, whether it's to have a savings account or whatever it is. And there is a contest, a battle going on, where all sorts of people want to influence others. You think it goes on with you? It does, but it also goes on between countries. I mean, look at what Russia and Germany are going through. Look at what Canada and the United States are going through, or United States and Russia. All of us are looking at oil and natural gas. That's energy. It is something that is really going on, and it is kind of a battle. I know I look at what Russia has been doing and United States has been doing with oil. We have been buying a lot of oil from Russia, in effect financing them with billions of dollars in the oil that we buy. And I remember I looked at that a couple of weeks ago, and I found that what information was available has changed. I cannot find the same information I did a couple of weeks ago. So I don't know why, but I do, of course, wonder, why could I not get the same information? What has changed? Is our internet being monitored and changed? Well, of course it is. But we have something right in front of us that we can look at, whatever it is. We are struggling to understand so that we can make logical and good decisions. But we do have things in front of us that are kind of a struggle, because they want something and we might not. Just like what's going on with Germany and their natural gas pipeline from Russia, that's called Nord Stream 1 pipeline. Oh, and the United States, we have had things too going on with our pipelines. Again, we have been buying oil from Russia, and so they're getting a lot of money from that. It's a big thing about what's going on, and of course we only understand part of it, but a part of it can help us to understand what we ought to be doing to prepare for whatever's coming. And yes, the data will be hidden from us, and that's what we can expect. We can search for it and find some things and just get a pretty good idea how things are going. I mean, that's what we do. That's just life. We do that with our personal life. We do that with our political understandings, all of it. So we see what's going on with big business and international banking, and we know that we need to protect ourselves as best we can from some of it that is no doubt going to change. No doubt. But that's up to each one of us to look at. We can't tell everybody what to do because it's going to be different. That's because we are individuals. We have individual choice. But we ought to be aware of, as I say, what's going on with, energy and international banking. And I think of what's going on in our country. And I think of what Henry Kissinger said over 40 years ago. He said, the only thing standing in the way of the new world order is a strong America. And what that implies is that there is a plan to take America down so that America does not resist the new world order. We have a lot of factors involved in that one, a lot of people, a lot of organizations. And so we get to look and see what there is that's going on. So we look at the news, and I was listening to the news a couple of days ago, and Sky News out of Australia said about Biden's State of the Union address that Biden looked like a weak and bumbling old man, and not like a strong man to the rest of the world. So what do you think that is going to do for other countries that want to take what the United States has? See, he did a great big disservice to our country when he cut and run from Afghanistan. And whatever is going on in Ukraine, I'm sure some of it is good and some of it is not good. But it's kind of hard for us to see what it is because we have limited understanding. We have limited information. But we can still look at what the general picture is and try to make sense of it and do things that are sensible. And then again, I will just say, prepare, spiritually and physically. But we do get to see what to do in our actions today. How ought we be guided? Well, look at the Bible principles and try to understand that good book. I think that's really what we do. And the Bible is a big book. It tells us a lot of different things, and so we use prayer to try to understand what ought to be done. We look for the themes, we look for the consistency, and we see how it applies to us. Well, Biden, I just talked about Biden, the State of the Union address, and I think that China is very much watching what goes on with the United States and Russia and the situation in Ukraine. Because the United States is actually not doing, let's just say, physical or kinetic or war kind of things. We're doing very limited things. I have to suppose that China is examining what the United States would do if China took over Taiwan. And so, what are we doing from China's point of view? We're not doing very much to actually make a physical stop. Well, I guess I can't really say that. We are doing a lot. NATO's doing a lot. But it's not quite like a direct intervention. So whatever's going on is a lesson to China. That's what I think. And we all get to think different. It's good that we have different ideas. It's good that we discuss things. That's important. But we do see what's going on, and of course I think of what the Bible says is going to happen in the future. Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21, and even Revelation chapter 13 with the beast system. I think all of those things are an indicator of what's going on. And we see what's going on anyway, just plain in the world. We have, I just talked the New World Order. That's one area. How is that affecting us? Oh, how about the Great Reset? See, that's something that's going on too. And we get to figure out how it works together and how it's going to affect us. And of course, we have different ideas, and that's a good thing because we get to talk about it and discuss it and all have different actions to prepare for it. And if we all do different things, then we can all help one another in different ways. I think that when we study, it's a good thing because we've all read things, we've all heard things, and we all get to figure out how to apply it to our world, to our society, to our neighborhood and church, and to our own life, our family and our life. And isn't that what we want to do? But that's a part of preparing. We prepare spiritually. We prepare physically. That's my opinion. And we see that there are plans that are going on really all over the world. There is an elite group of people who have a plan also. And it seems to me that their plan is to control all the assets of the world. And in this case, people are also an asset. And whatever it is that people need would also be an asset. And they would be able to manipulate it and profit from it. So if people need water and food, warmth or gasoline or a place to live, if the elite of the world control it, well, you know, they get to tell you what they want and you get to say, okay, I need a place to live or I don't. What's the rent? And they will tell you. And as you know, rents and everything in this world has been increasing on a great big basis scale. It's a lot of increases. We wonder how we're going to make it. But that's what the elite have to deal with, how they are going to control assets of the world, including people. And of course, we know about that because we read. We wouldn't know about it if we didn't read, if we didn't listen to some people. And of course, we get to discern what the real truth is. So pray about things. I mean regularly. I mean like every day. Pray for understanding, and God gives it to us. But there are also other people who have the understanding of it. They're a little bit involved in the system. Just think about the politicians. They are a little bit involved in the system, and they have seen things and can tell you, some of them do, about the elite and the control that is either intended or it is actively going on. But those elite people can contribute lots of money to the politicians, and so the politicians will not talk about what the elite want to be kept secret. Therefore, people who know are not going to talk very much about what the plans of the elite are. See, we all have stresses and pressures. The politicians do. Your boss does. The people who have corporations, they have stresses. And each one of us do also. And so that's a part of life. We just deal with the stresses and make the best decisions we can for protecting who we are and what we want. And by the way, that's what our leaders do too. Look at what Biden is doing. Look at what Putin is doing. They are all doing that same kind of a thing. I have talked about Biden and Putin both being bullies. And the reason I say that is because they are trying to force what they want on other people and other nations. And they're doing it by force. They're figuring out how they can manipulate the money system or the bombs or whatever it is. They are trying to force people to do what they want. That's my opinion. Of course, many people think our Biden is a good guy. And, well, he's done some things that aren't good, but that's another subject. Well, so we got things going on. Putin. Yeah, I was talking about Putin. He said just a week or two ago, that we are conducting a special military operation. and whoever would try to stop us will face consequences. Russia's response will be immediate and lead to consequences that will be more severe than ever faced in history. You know, right after that, he activated his nuclear forces and put them on high alert. So we've got things going on. But one of the things that has been going on for years and is continuing is cyber attacks or cyber security, however you want to call that. The cyber things have gone on, and Russians have, just about everybody has tried to get into the United States systems of whatever they were, water, electricity, communications, the congressional emails, everything. Everything has been tried to be gotten into and understood. So they are trying to find out what they can do and what they can learn. All of our enemies are. And right now, this with Putin is probably one of the things we ought to be considering. So what would we do if we couldn't buy groceries because the grocery stores couldn't take our money, or the banks couldn't pay out money, or the government couldn't pay benefits, or our electrical system stopped, our water system didn't deliver or had too much of whatever in it? All these things have been probed, and there is efforts to try to mess with them or mess them up or make it so they don't function, and therefore the people of America would suffer. This has been going on for years, and a lot of things have been going on for years, including the groups that want to control us. You've probably heard of them. Well, maybe you haven't. The Club of Rome, the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations. All these are groups of elite people that want something, and so they manipulate what they can to get it. That's normal. You know, we think about that in our own little life, and we have a little bit of that too. But the big boys, so to speak, the corporations and such as that, they do it in a big way. And therefore, we get to watch because we want to have some ability to avoid the kind of problems that they seem to be wanting to occur. That's what it seems to me. They want to control us. They want to even reduce the population of Earth. Some of them, that's for sure. So what are we to them? We are not very important. We regular people, they might even call us serfs or slaves. And that's just the way they view the world, that they are at the top of the food chain, they are at the top of the evolutionary scale, and therefore what they do to the people under them in an evolutionary scale is justified, because we all know the strong survive and the weak die. So that's a part of evolution that we don't think of, that we teach in our schools, but the elite think about it too. And they know that because they are at the top of the heap, the top of the food chain, that they can do what they want because they have evolved to that position. So there's all sorts of things that are going on. We get to consider the forces that interact with our life. And so we think of our basic needs. What do we need to live? Food, water, shelter. We might want or need gasoline. We might need money or banks or, there's just too many things. But you get to make your own list and have a few things on hand. See, as I said, there is an effort to control us and everything in this world. This has been going on for 20 years. The plans have been laid, but we just don't seem to be aware of them. The plans are including that every farmer would have every single animal tagged, and they would be monitored. That's a part of the plans for that great big system. And we are in that system. It is trying to be forced upon us. And we get to say yes to the system or no and keep our independence. And in the midst of all this that is going on, we will have stresses and strains, and we have things that are going to concern us. Some people are going to get scared, and the Bible tells us to fear not, not as we follow God, Jesus. We know that we can be protected in many ways. Let us be obedient to our Lord and God. And then we will see awesome things happen as we watch God work around us. I've certainly seen that in life, and we say, wow, that happened so quick. Or maybe it happened over a long term. But there are things that we can never do, and we just marvel at what God has done. We say, wow, we're a witness to it. Well, there's a lot to search out. And each one of us needs to do that search on our own. We get to figure out what we need. Banks, ATMs get attacked. They get cyber infiltrated. And so they either function or they don't. Oh, look it over in Ukraine. That's one of the things that is always needed. The ATM machines have been going all the time. People want the currency out of the ATMs, and they want gas out of the gas stations. Oh, first aid things. I said it already. But Ukraine obviously has a lot of things that people want because they are stressed and concerned about their future. Yeah, groceries. Water, gas, and groceries, or whatever the order is, there's just a lot of things that people want. So think about that for your preparedness and do something so that you can preserve your freedom if somebody wants to take it away. We have to look at what can happen and get a little prepared. So that's what we each get to do. Look at it and figure it out. We only have limited resources, every one of us. So we only have so much we can do. We only have so much space. We only have so much money that we can put towards it. But the thing is, we do something. It's always better to have some preparedness than nothing. If things really do turn to a decayed situation, we will need to help one another. And that means we need a community. Whether that community is your family, your neighborhood, your church, or a group of people with common interests, somehow, we are going to have to help one another if things get pretty serious. And it's something to think about. Something to think about in advance so that we just have an idea what to do if that actually happens. And we don't know that it will, but we know that it might. I talked about the elite having a plan, and I'm going to mention a book that talks about that. There is a book called En Route to Global Occupation by Gary Kaah, K-A-H, Gary Kaah, En Route to Global Occupation. And there are illustrations of what he has seen in life as to how there is a system going on to, well, I think of it as taking control of the whole world, and that includes your business, your neighborhood, everything. That's what that book illustrates. That's why I mentioned it. Well, there's people that need a little information or a lot of information, and there's people who get information that is good and information that is not good. And we get to discern it and try to figure it out in light of our relationship with God and Scripture. Very important. Now, I talked about what's going on with that elite plan. You know, it's all written out. It's written in many places in many ways. And they talk about controlling the world and controlling people. And it just takes a little study. The study is available. the books, the bulletins, all of that is available. And even if it's available, we just don't seem to have the time to look into it. We don't have the interest to look into it. And if we don't, it's going to run right over us because they have figured it out. They have planned it out. And if we stand idly by, it is going to take over our little area of life. It takes a little involvement, and most people won't do anything. And if you don't do anything, you know what'll happen. Nothing. But if you look into it, you'll have some information and understanding and try to figure out what someone is trying to do to you so that you lose whatever you have, all of it, so that you have nothing. Like the World Economic Forum has said, you will have nothing and be happy. You will own nothing and be happy. So that's going on. It's a plan. Are you aware of it? Have you looked? Most people won't look because even though the information is available, it's just too much trouble. And when people look, it seems like plenty of people lose interest. They don't want to follow it out. It's just too hard to grasp. But it is available. And if you choose not to look, then things are going to happen to you and your loved ones that you will say, how did this happen? I thought we were safe. I thought everything was okay. Well, if you don't grasp it, it will grasp you. So I'm trying to encourage you to look. Look. We all have to decide what we're going to do about any of it. Are we going to take a chance on just going through life with not a care? Well, if we do, then we're vulnerable. We need to be shielded. And the best way we can shield ourselves, I think, is to look at what is in Scripture. That's a great big help to seek understanding from God. And no matter what we do, if we're looking at the New World Order Scripture or the Great Reset papers that they talk about, or the statements from the elite and the leaders, we can look at all of it. And if we don't, then it's our own fault. If we don't read the Bible, it's our own fault. If we don't listen to the warnings that people will tell us, it's our own fault. And so if you get put into a camp or have everything taken away from you, you share in the responsibility of having that happen. I don't mean to say it's your fault. I mean you share in the responsibility. So we have things going on, and that's going on in the world. There are conflicts. We just talked about one of them. And somehow there's things that we all need to have to stay free. And one of them is an attitude to stay free. Oh, yes. Well, we can see what has happened all over the world to all sorts of people. There are genocides when one group of people wants to literally kill completely another group of people. That's been going on for thousands of years, and it still is, even today. It's gone on in Africa. It's gone on in Asia. It's gone on in China. All these things are happening, and what can we do to protect ourselves? Well, knowledge is the first thing, and that means you have to look at it and study it. I don't think there's any answer except that's the first step. And, of course, we learn more as we go along. And one of the things that we always will do is look at the gospel of the good news of Jesus Christ. And that's a part of what we do. We search out those biblical themes and the subjects, see what's going on around us, and try to apply those themes and understandings of the Bible into our life today. What should we do? And of course, I would say, what preparedness steps should we take, both for our spiritual life and for our physical life? Again, it's all a personal choice. But if you do nothing, you're in a weak position to do things that are good for you and your family. There's a lot of things that are unknown. I think of preparation, and I think of just natural disasters, because we have all sorts of things that could happen. We could have a solar mass ejection from the sun that would eliminate all of our electrical system. We have had terrorist attacks on our electrical system. We have had cyber attacks on our electrical system. And I think that that's one of the things that we have to recognize. We could lose. We could lose every bit of electricity for one reason or another. And then what would we do? How would we live without electricity? Would not be easy, but if that's what's going to happen, we better look into it. Of course, nobody knows. It's just that things like that have happened. We have had indicators to show that it could happen, and it could happen immediately. So that's a part of what we do. You want to be a little prepared for just in case? Good. If you want to do nothing, well, then you will be just as prepared as you are right now. Can you imagine being without electricity right now? No gas, no currency, nothing to buy at the stores. It just takes a serious look, and please do. I think of, speaking of electricity, I think of the electric cars that is a plan right now. It's a great big government plan that everything will be electric. No gas motors, because gasoline pollutes the earth. Well, what are we going to do? I think electric cars are a real possibility. But are we also going to have electric semis and electric bulldozers and electric airplanes? Is everything going to be solar powered? I don't know about our military tanks and trucks. I just wonder, we're getting ourselves into a very vulnerable position if we do that. And that's going on right now. Right now. We get to choose what we're going to do and make some plans and preparations for the just in case. Will we have gasoline-powered engines or not? I don't know. It's interesting. What are we allowed to do? What is freedom? Oh, well, we have a lot of places in the world where men and women are fighting for their freedom. Yeah, men and women. Women are fighting too. And then some of them are leaving. I just told you, well, I don't know that I said a million people, but about a million people have left Ukraine and have gone into Poland. So we've, and then there's plenty of people who are going to stay and fight. What would we do? What are we able to do? Well, that's a personal decision, and you just have to wonder what would happen. I know that one of the peoples who left Ukraine were the foreign workers. You saw people interviewed as they were arriving in Poland. Lots of moms and children, some men. And then there was the foreign workers who said they just came to Ukraine for work and they were leaving for their safety. And I thought of all the foreign people that we have in the United States. I thought of all the foreign students that we have in America. Well, let me think. There's a lot, an awful lot of foreign students in America. The number escapes me, but it's just so many. Are they going to be loyal to America and want to preserve our freedoms? No, of course not. They want to go back home when they have got the education that they need to get a good job or do whatever they need in their country. So we have that going on, and we have to just kind of anticipate what is going on. There's a lot of things on the international scene that we just don't seem to recognize. Yes, foreign students is one of them. It's something over 300,000 foreign students that are in the United States now. But we have other things going on in the United States also. I think of our trade with China. Well, let me go back. There's the trade. Australia had a contract with China to buy its coal. And then China reneged on that contract and said, we're not going to buy your coal anymore. That was about a year ago. And so right now we've got something going on with China also. They indicated that they would buy our agriculture. But guess what? They changed their mind. And now we have had thousands of containers filled with agricultural grain or nuts, for instance, and citrus, all sorts of things. They promised to buy things. And now they said, nope, we're not buying it. And so now this is not just a few containers. The report that I looked at said there were 77,000 shipping containers were refused. Now, they were refused by the shipping companies that are associated with China's government. It wasn't China that actually refused them officially, but you know that everything in China is connected. And so if the companies that ship refuse our agricultural products, we know it is agreed to by the government. Anyway, it is something that goes on, and we better realize that China is not a dependable trade partner. And the example of the coal from Australia is a good example, and so is the 77,000 containers of agricultural goods that they said they would accept and now have changed their minds. We have to be careful. The world is treacherous and people lie. Politicians lie. All sorts of people lie. And we have to talk about what could happen. And speaking of China, Xi Jinping and Putin met at the Olympic Games in Beijing. And we don't know what they talked about. But we know that there's objectives that each one of them had. China says Taiwan is a part of their country. Russia says Ukraine belongs to them, basically, and then they're going to take it over. One of the reasons for that is the great gas, natural gas, that has been found in the territory of Ukraine. Ukraine would be a very, very rich country if those natural gas under Ukraine were developed and sent to, for instance, Europe. So that's one of the reasons, well, we believe it's a big reason why Putin is taking over Ukraine, so that he can control the natural gas and exploit it for himself, and also to have the gas from Russia be sold to Europe. There are quite a few complications, and a little military exercise is not going to drain Russia's coffers. In fact, they will get it all back if they develop the natural gas from Ukraine. There's lots of things we just don't know about. And even that, I can't say I know. I don't have personal knowledge. But I have read the reports. They say it. They talk about it. How true is it? Well, we have to believe it's true, because there's evidence of the reports, and there's evidence to say it's true, because otherwise, why would Russia, Putin, be invading Ukraine? Just a lot of different things going on, and it only makes sense that there's going to be, well, the Bible says wars and rumors of wars and famine and pestilence and all sorts of things coming up at the end of the age. So what are you going to do about it? What are each one of us going to do about it? Let's get a little something, even if it's a few weeks of food. Just plain white rice and flavors. That's going to help us to get through hard times, if indeed hard times are coming. We know there's lots and lots of people who say, well, Jesus will protect us. And yeah, I believe it. I believe that. But didn't he give us a brain to make decisions and a freedom to do the things that we can choose to do? Well, yes, of course. God gave us freedom, and a part of that is to make decisions that show our love for him and a love for our neighbor. And so we get to just figure how we are going to be obedient in all the things that are going on around us. I do think of that Ezekiel 14:12, where it talks about Son of Man, when the land sins against God by persistent unfaithfulness, I will cut off man and bread from it. And, well, you can look at the United States. Has the United States sinned against God? Better look at that one pretty close. And if you think this nation has sinned against God, then you better get ready for the consequences. And again, study that Bible. That Bible is a book that tells us how to live. And I think of the Christians who have said, brace yourself, because they can see what can happen in the future. Many of them have had dreams and visions. And so I would say, yeah, you better look into that really close. Brace yourself. And how do you do that? If you don't know, pray about it. There's all sorts of things going on today, and we can seek how to be protecting ourselves, our family, and our neighbors, and the community that we're going to be a part of at some point. And don't forget, the big part of our community is going to be our heavenly community, where we live forever with Jesus Christ. So always consider your heavenly community and where you're going to spend eternity. You know, I'm always glad to talk to people, to get communication. And I want to say you can listen to any broadcast also by going to www.christtoday.org. You can also get my free preparedness list that is intended to inspire you. Now, every preparedness list needs to be looked over closely and discerned for what is important to you and what is not important. I have looked over lots of those lists. Some of them are 3 pages, some of them are 10 pages, some of them are 150 pages. Yeah, I've looked over them very closely. And so I have my ideas, and I say you need to look very closely at what you would decide. And then do that. Decide it. And remember to pray for one another. We have lots of people in need. Lots of prayer needs all over, everywhere. Your neighborhood, your country, this world. Let's remember to pray for one another, and let us walk with God, and let God walk with each one of us. Pours out to every name.